Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on the final Saturday of April. The final day's weather kind of encompasses the whole month, doesn't it? It's sunny, it's rainy, it's better, it's cold, it's windy, and it's not for a while. All in one day, packaged in one day, the entire month of April's weather. It's been fun. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I'm good with it because it's what we have, and it's given us opportunities to hopefully appreciate when things do come around and be more of the nice spring-like. We have a wonderful show for you. Again, thanks to Evolution Financial, our sponsor for this program, Let's Get Local, Supec Evolution Financial. She is amazing. She's going to be back on our show next week, but you can check out more about Sue at Evolution FinPlan, or you can reach out directly here at Devil Radio and let Sue know you heard her here or heard about her here, and she really appreciates that. Also, if you're interested, there's room for more to support the show. So other local nonprofits, this show is all about supporting local organizations, businesses, and nonprofits. And if that's you and you want to get the word out about what you do, we're happy to do that here. And we'd love to have you as a partner for this program to bring it to our community. Okay. This month has been really interesting. April has a lot of highlights. It's a month that is designated for many different things. So we've talked with Sustain Dane about it being Earth Month. We also talked last week with the Canopy Center about it being Child Abuse and Prevention Month as well. And as we close out this month, we kind of bring our attention back kind of to the earth side. And we're going to talk with Elise from Legacy Solar to learn all about what Legacy Solar Co-op in Wisconsin is, and then also what it does and what it's been doing to help advance solar projects here in our state. So Elise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Sorry for that lengthy intro, but I had to get through a number of business items there. It was some housekeeping, and now we're on to it. Elise, tell us a little bit about Legacy Solar Co-op in Wisconsin and what it is. Give us the overview.
Sure. So we are a Wisconsin-based cooperative. Anybody can join in any state, but really we started to allow nonprofits in the state and schools have a little bit more advocacy and education and financial accessibility to solar projects in the state. So we have 250 members and counting, and our members have equity in our organization. And so we are kind of empowering people to come together in support of solar and renewable energy initiatives. So energy efficiency, everything like that. We offer membership. We will consult with individuals around Wisconsin about putting solar on their own home or business. We work a lot with nonprofits and small businesses. We offer solar bonds to our members, and we retire renewable energy certificates.
Wow, that's a lot to cover. That's great, but you know, it's really amazing because I think having an organization that is kind of a resource for all of those things is really important, because a lot of us, as we've advanced and solar's advanced, you know, and people are, you know, we're seeing it more and more on homes, we're seeing more and more commercial-based projects, there's still a lot of questions for some of us who want to know, okay, how can I do this? What can I do? And there's so many questions. So to have a good resource for, you know, all of those type of things is really helpful. Tell us a little bit more about how it works to get involved. Because you said you've got people who are connected to the group. What do those people who are all a part of this Legacy Solar Co-op, what do they help make happen?
Yeah, so I would say kind of the first step with a lot of people and just a lot of new issues surrounding sustainability is joining via membership. You'll get a monthly newsletter and you'll get all of our correspondence as far as what events are going on, what workshops we might be holding. So a lot of people are just kind of dipping their toes into this world. It can be a little bit overwhelming, a lot of information. So by joining with membership first, people can take it slow. They can, you know, learn as quickly or at whatever pace is comfortable for them. And they can kind of step-by-step learn about all of the things that we offer and what might be the best fit for them. So when we talk about the role people might have in the cooperative, oftentimes we're addressing individuals that we call internal champions. So as part of their business or nonprofit, they know that maybe their building could be more energy efficient or that their roof seems, you know, perfect south facing, whatever it is, but then they don't know the next step after that. You know, like, what do we really do next? How do we put this all together? And that's where we really come in to help people, you know, organize and feel comfortable with the information, not feel overwhelmed, go at the pace that's comfortable for them. So as far as a starting point and not getting overwhelmed, I'd say visit our website and join as a member is a really easy, not very intimidating step to start with. So
that website is legacysolarcoop.org. We're talking with Elise from Legacy Solar Co-op, Wisconsin, right here. You know, there's a number of different things as we look at what's happening with solar projects. Obviously, it's much more prevalent, much more affordable. There are other incentives. You have groups like Legacy Solar Co-op, who is elevating solar to just show people what's possible and kind of the scope of projects and how we can make them happen. And then give people that, like you said, that are really interested in supporting this and helping make that energy transfer a vehicle to say, I want to be a part of that. I want to help make more of those things happen in my state. So I love, you know, all those things together, including the information, is just so it's a big mission and approach. But I'm really thankful that you're here in our state and helping us with that. Elise, tell people about some of those projects you talked about, you know, helping make, you know, projects possible for libraries and schools and bigger commercial buildings and the impact of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we were wrapping up on one of our cooperative projects was the Willie Street Co-op. And so with several of our projects, we're partnering with a number of people from that organization in the community, and we kind of partner them with a tax sponsor. Again, this internal champion that's willing to kind of financially get a project off the ground. And they enter into an agreement with that organization, and they're kind of seeing that project through a certain number of financial years. So the Willie Street Solar Project now owns their entire array, everything to do with that project. So it was kind of a celebration of full circle, how this works and how it was a good investment for them, how it saved them a lot of energy and money so far. And also they're keeping track of the kind of environmental score it had, how much carbon emissions were saved by doing that project. So there's so many projects we've done all across the state. Obviously many of us live here in Dane County, so people think that we're just local to this area, but we've done projects very far north and south and east and west. So we're all across the state helping with projects. And some of them get in the news and are really highlighted by their community, like the Sheboygan Senior Center, and others are a little bit quiet, but we hope to continue to celebrate them and their successes as the years go by. We know that representation in this industry is really important. So you can't necessarily say to someone, this is what you really should be doing and get on board and go for it. Instead, the more people see solar in their neighborhood and on their community buildings and ask questions about it and learn how it was a really good investment for that organization and for the city at large, can result in, you know, fewer taxes having to go into that organization or city building. The more people are impressed by the fact of like, oh, we need to do this too, you know? So it's a really good, all of our projects, I think, are very visible and important as far as people in those communities. It has definitely a domino effect, so.
I think it's pretty amazing too to see that process of just, okay, so you're a business, you're a company, you're an organization. Maybe you don't have the capital to make this happen on your own, So you turn to someone who can help you with that. But then there's an agreement made where it, in a lot of those cases, right, where then this is going to be your system. We're just helping you get it up and running. And then it's, you know, all turned over to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I firmly believe that it's a myth that solar is too expensive, but a little bit of the overwhelming part in the beginning of seeing that bill is that you're kind of paying for 20 to 40 years of electricity upfront, right? So not as many people may be prepared to do that unless there's some type of loan or financial structure in place there that they're paying it off over time. So we've helped made that possible for a number of different organizations and small businesses. And for many of the nonprofits and churches especially, it's usually someone within their community, within their congregation, within. So it's somebody that is really driven towards the success of that organization or that church. And so who could ask for a better partnership for that? You know, like two people that really, or a whole group that really is motivated to have the best outcome for all groups, for all parties.
I think those projects are so important too, because yes, you have to have an internal champion, like you said, to kind of get a lot of those things off the ground. But I think the impact, especially, you know, the bigger the building, the higher the energy usage, the bigger the impact you're going to have here. The other nice thing about some of those organizations, with whether it's a school or if it's a library or a church or something like that, is that there tends to be a little bit more space to work with if you need to be creative with the solar layout, right? So, you know, if the rooftop isn't an option or whatever on their property, it seems like those projects give you a little bit more flexibility about where to place things.
Yeah, absolutely. So another reason that we came into play and an important part of what we do is that for a while, the tax incentives are really attractive for homeowners and for businesses. But if you're not a tax-paying entity, then you can't take advantage of those same incentives. But like you just mentioned, nonprofits that have a large building and large infrastructure, they actually serve, as we move forward and we transition our energy and our electrical grid to renewable sources, they serve as these, you know, literal sanctuaries to kind of get us off the ground as far as transferring over to these renewable sources. So you have a big building that you can, you know, fully cover with solar. The community should be empowered to helping make that happen, because that's going to lower their bills essentially in the future. So it's a really great feeling and a really great organization and ideology to get behind.
Someone has to lead the way, and I'm glad that Legacy Solar Co-op here in Wisconsin is helping do that in our state. We're talking with Elise from Legacy Solar Co-op. The website is legacysolarcoop.org. We're coming up on our first break. We'll be back in just a bit, talk more with Elise, and we'll talk more about solar projects for homeowners and some other things when we get back. Welcome back to the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe catching the live stream at devilradio927.com or the Facebook Live or maybe the Devil Radio app. Again, Brian says it's easy and natural for Wisconsinites to download that app, so you should. We are back here with Elise from Legacy Solar. We have so many other things to get into. I love what Legacy Solar is doing, Elise. There's so much, like you talked about, with your mission, but also I think it's really interesting to see the different types of ways people can participate. So let's talk about some of these things. We know there's membership that you had mentioned. Tell us more about group buys and solar bonds.
Yeah, so we have the Iowa County group buy going on right now. That's in partnership with the Clean organization, and the Driftless Area Land Conservancy has been a group that's very interested in that project as well. So group buys, and we're one of the organizations that does them. There's a number of other entities that can that advertise group buys as well. And the idea behind that is that It's making, it's helping an installer kind of group together a bunch of homes in a similar geographic area to kind of make that project a better investment for all parties, right? They can get a number of projects done all in one area and spend the time there, educate those individuals, and then they can move on to the next spot. It helps with that ideology of representation and kind of getting a bunch done in one area, motivating the people of that area. So that's our group buy going on right now. For homeowners, we also offer our residential solar advising. So a lot of the homeowners that we're working with in that group, they're still kind of looking for the education phase. They want to talk through the basics of what solar is, what their solar project is going to entail, a little bit more description about the equipment. We put together a brief site analysis. So just using Google Earth, we're looking at their property, their roof line. Do they have a lot of shading? What does their backyard look like? And we're kind of helping them put together a plan as far as what type of solar they're looking for. What's their dream? If their dream doesn't quite work with their lot because it's too shady or something like that, how we can work in a different way to make their dream possible. Or if it's not on their property, maybe they are become a bondholder or something like that. They become involved in another project. So that's kind of our person-to-person advising service that we offer to kind of help people make the right choice for themselves and feel a little bit more knowledgeable about their solar system.
And there are ways to engage with the group as well and just kind of keep up with, you know, what Legacy Solar is doing, but also kind of staying on top of where solar is in our state, in our country, all those advancements. Tell people about more ways they can find out more information, kind of stay up with what the work that you're doing at Legacy Solar.
Yeah, so I mentioned our newsletter, which they can also find on our website and just sign up just for our newsletter that posts a lot of events, not just our events, but other local, whether they be installer, kind of partner organizations, sustainability groups. We repost Sustain Dane groups, Dane by Locals events, everything like that. So just kind of trying to house similar information. We know that many of our members are, you know, environmentally inclined, care about our water sources, our air sources, all of those things. We do have our annual meeting coming up on May 19th. And that's just kind of like a big gathering where we can all get together. We haven't obviously been able to do it in a couple of years. So we're excited for that. And that's not just open to members. If people just want to get kind of a taste for what our organization is like and meet some other like-minded people, they're welcome to come out to that as well. That will be in Deerfield. I think more information will be up on the website on that soon. Or if you want to email info@legacysolar.com. We can make sure that someone interested is on the list to kind of get updates about that event, time and location and all of that. But yeah, many people are in it for the community and the fact that there's people who are like-minded in their area. You know, maybe they didn't know of someone who was interested in a similar thing as them in a large company, and they pool together and create a green team at their company or whatever it is. So at the heart of a co-op and co-ops across Wisconsin is cooperation and collaboration, right? So that's what we're all about, connecting people together that we think share similar ideas and how they can make those ideas a reality.
We're talking with Elise from Legacy Solar Co-op here in Wisconsin, the website legacysolarcoop.org. And what a great way to connect if it's all new to you or if it's you want to get, like you said, get involved a little bit and find out what it's all about, is check out that annual meeting and meet some people, talk about it and find out what's happening and get connected. I think that's fantastic. Elise, you mentioned before, you know, kind of about those solar projects and getting them set up for installers. And we have some great local installers in our state. It's incredible. You can work with local companies to get those solar installations done. And I would encourage people to do that.
Yeah, I would too. That's a great point. I know that this show is all about local, and I'm sure there's a somewhat more recent study, but in 2016, it was estimated that the more we start to generate our own electricity here in Wisconsin and we focus on those renewable projects, we can add close to 160,000 jobs in our state. And not only that, but we're spending billions of dollars every year importing fossil fuels. So if we can start generating that electricity here, that is huge for economic resiliency right here in Wisconsin, which is, I think, something we can all agree on here.
Toughest question I'm going to ask you, Elise. Why did you get into this work, and how did it happen for you?
Sure, that's a great question. So my training is in biology. I'm a biologist. I've always been on the outskirts of environmental science fields and organizations and worked in and volunteered for many groups. So during the pandemic, I was in a transition phase where I was working was kind of shut down during the pandemic. I started working in food recovery. Initially, I was working for Imperfect Foods. And then I joined the Legacy Solar Co-op newsletter. I saw in the newsletter that they were looking for some more help and, you know, a short job description. So I interviewed, said, this is the skills that I'm willing to bring to the table. And I'm a quick learner. And I think probably a week or two, I had my first kind of project with them, and I've been working part-time, moving towards more full-time with them ever since. So that's kind of my background with them. So that's another plug for becoming a member or watching the newsletter. Opportunities that you didn't even know you were looking for can kind of show up in that way as well. So that's how I got involved in this industry and in this organization.
Absolutely love it. Elise, thanks for your passion, the work you're doing with Legacy Solar Co-op. Again, the website is legacysolarcoop.org. Learn all about them. Check out information for that May 19th gathering in Deerfield. And go solar and go local. Thanks, Elise, for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local. We're back here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Continuing on with the show, Let's Get Local. Really excited to talk with Rowan Childs, get caught up with her about Madison Reading Project, the latest there. She has some other things she's working on too, always. But it's good to talk with you, Rowan. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm well.
Great to get you on the show again. I know you have a number of things that have happened just this year with Madison Reading Project. Give us encapsulate the last 4 months for us, if you would.
Yeah, we've definitely from January forward been really busy and being out in the community. One of the things we announced late January is that Madison Reading Project is now the affiliate for Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So that means any child under the age of 5 can be signed up to receive free books every month. And that's been an amazing program, and also just the response has been very large. We have at this point nearly over 9,000 kids in Dane County signed up, and we're continuing to try and increase that number and help people out with how to do that.
Wow. Bravo on that. Tell us, how does that happen? How did it happen?
How did it happen?
Yeah.
That is something we had been talking to the Dolly Parton Foundation for a while. They were looking for an affiliate in our area. And it is something you need to be able to sign up for. You know, it's like a multi-year program. You don't want to sign up for 1 year and then end it. So that's something we had been working on, and also working with with a group called Roots and Wings Foundation. And with their support, we were definitely able to come to that sort of next part of agreeing and saying yes and wanting to do that, so that we can make sure that the funding is there for many years.
So I just jumped into that right away, and what was happening recently. For any of our listeners who are new to Madison Reading Project or new to the show, give them an overview of how it is and how it got started.
Yeah, for Madison Reading Project or for the Dolly Parton Imagination?
For your organization, Madison Reading Project.
Yeah, right, yeah. Sure. So Madison Reading Project provides free literacy services for children, educators, community partners across the greater Dane County area. We're giving out thousands of books every month to a variety of different people and children. And we really want to help inspire the joy of reading and book ownership. And the books that we provide are high quality, they're new or like new, and really have a variety of different programs to be able to get those out into the community as quickly as possible. And that's been something that, you know, the organization is 7 years old. So that's been something slowly over the years, increasing the amount of books that we're providing, increasing our programming and all of our other different types of literacy services that are all at no cost.
And for people who are motivated to do something new in our community, start something, they see a need, they want to create something on their own, tell them about how the size that Madison Reading Project started at and how it's grown. To inspire them.
It started in my basement, as many good projects do. Really sort of tried to figure out a way that I could help perhaps some kids who didn't have the funds for their own books, or really tried to research sort of what is happening, what happens when you get off of track, or what happens if you don't have all of those different things provided to you from the get-go. And decided I was going to try and do something by myself or find some volunteers to help out. I had no idea to what size it would become. So started in my basement and was given $1,000 check from a generous friend to start the organization, or to really just sort of motivate me to, yes, you can try it out and do it. And if you sort of fast forward to today, we're close to the 300,000 book that we'll provide. And we have many different people on our team, employees and volunteers that are assisting us, a book center and a book bus. And I feel like we're sort of just hitting our stride on sort of what we'll be able to do this year, and really looking forward to sort of planning out the next 7 years. So we really want to try and make a difference and have kids and families and educators have those awesome books that kids love to read and enjoy.
We're talking with Rowan Childs, founder from her basement of Madison Reading Project. incredible story. I just think it's inspiring, you know, because a lot of us want to do something and want to make an impact. And some people have some great ideas, but they need to take that leap. So I'm glad you did. Now, one of the key things we know to sustain nonprofits is to have some fun and unique events. And you have one coming up. Tell us about
Ready to Wear, so a play obviously on reading. It's a paper fashion show. It's a benefit. And it really sort of came apart in part because, we were a small organization, and I'm like, what could we do that could be interesting to people who know us or don't? When we started it, this will be our 5th year of having the show. And in its essence, it's a design competition on the catwalk, and it's super fun. So we have teams from all over, where they're individuals, artists. We've got lawyers this year, Girl Scouts, across the board, a wide variety of different teams that create paper fashion or wear clothing. And then they wear them on the catwalk, and the audience gets to vote, which is always fun. And then we have a panel of celebrity judges, and the winner receives a beautiful paper crown and sash, of course, and bragging rights for the year that they won the paper fashion competition.
That's amazing. Just looking at past events, it looks so much fun, and what great fun you have with it, and all for a wonderful cause. Again, we're talking with Rowan Childs over at Madison Reading Project. MadisonReadingProject.com is the website. You can learn more about the organization, how you can get involved. The event Ready to Wear. Are there still ways people can? What's the situation there? There's a ticketing system or registration.
Yeah.
How does that
yeah.
work?
So we're over at the Majestic Theater downtown Madison. You can get tickets via our website, or I think they're actually up on the Majestic's website as well at this point. If you've been to that theater, there's sort of like the main floor. And so there'll be sort of general standing and seating down there, and then also VIP upstairs with a guaranteed seat. But it's a fun night. The show officially starts at 7, but you want to get there early. There's some pre-fun activities with Madison Circus Space and with our staff, and it is an exciting evening. So the sort of nonstop entertainment, people love seeing all of the beautiful things that people are creating and cheering their friends and the teams on. And then afterwards, everybody loves to have, you know, pictures of these amazing creations that people are wearing, or they want their photos taken with their favorite models. So it's super fun.
At this point, to help out, is it people donating or attending, or are there other needs you have right now leading up to the event? Any other ways people?
Yeah.
Can...
I mean, the main thing we're really sort of 2 weeks in just about. So we're really hoping for people. There's, you know, always people who are like, oh, I'm going. I'm like, buy that ticket before it's gone. So we definitely, you know, grab a friend or someone that you know that loves Madison Reading Project or fashion, or they just want a really fun night out. And if anyone's interested in how they can get involved with Madison Reading Project, if you just go to our website, there's all different ways if you want to volunteer or donate books, or if you want to make a donation.
And how did you, if you said this already, I apologize, but how are the people who get to model, or how are they selected? How does that happen?
Yeah. So if you have a design team, you can pick your own model. We always have sometimes teams who want to create something, but they don't have a model. And likewise, sometimes people message me and say, I would love to be a model, or I am in a, I'm trying to sort of start my modeling career. So it always kind of works out. I never knew I'd be coordinating design teams and models, but I love it. One of the extra bonuses of having a creative fundraiser. And this year, as nearly every year, we've always had men and women on the stage. It really doesn't matter. We have people who've never created any kind of clothing or fashion before, and we have other people who love making clothes. So it's all across the board every year. We're always so impressed with what people come up with.
What a fun event. That's Ready to Wear for Madison Reading Project coming up at the Majestic Theater May 12th. Tickets available. Head to madisonreadingproject.com. Get your tickets. Learn all about the event and learn how you can support this incredible group and its mission. Rowan, thanks for everything you do. Thanks for starting this organization and putting a wonderful event like Ready to Wear out there for the public.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
That's Rowan Childs with Madison Reading Project. You're listening to Let's Get Local. We'll be back in a bit.
That's what he goes there for.
And we're back here on Let's Get Local here for the final segment of our show. Only on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, the Devil Radio app, Facebook, Devil Radio stream as well. We're excited to be with you, as always, here to talk with Dane by Local and get updates as well. Just had some great conversations with some members from Madison Reading Project in Rowan just moments ago. And, of course, Legacy Solar Co-op in Wisconsin. Learn more about that great organization. Solar is attainable for so many of us. Learn more about them at LegacySolarCoop.com. Okay, Megan Stern is with us now here on the airwaves. Megan, thanks for coming in. We have some exciting events as we finish our final day of April. May brings some really new, exciting things for DBL. So glad to have you on the show. We'll get into those in just a second. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I am very excited about May. I'm not excited that May is here already. Time is going way too fast. But I'm very excited about what we have coming up in May.
Yeah, there's some exciting events as we get into next month to highlight. And the first one, you know, we've got some things coming up. The breakfast event as well is first. And again, that's open to members. And we're kind of working our way through. There's virtual options, right, and in-person options, but welcoming people back into the space and gathering. So that's fun, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be Tuesday, May 10th from 8 to 9:30. We have really such generous members and sponsors, and Dane County Humane Society, which I know has been on the show a few times, they are consistently hosting our monthly breakfast. So if you come in person, you go out to the Dane County Humane Society, you can stay and get a tour if you want. But we have a couple, we've always had one major speaker, and then we have a couple little announcements beforehand. We try to have some fun. There's a hot breakfast. Or if you don't want to leave and you're busy and you can't get away from the office or home, you can join us virtually. If you go to our website, danebylocal.com, under our upcoming events, you can RSVP right there. This month is an exciting concept. We've been really working in this area quite a bit, and we're really excited to welcome Corey Marino. He owns Juicy Organics in Game on Mobile, and he's going to be really, you know, directly in talking about how to work with minority-owned businesses, which is something most of our members have been just, we all been working together, but that's a lot of our membership is minority-owned businesses. And it's not just how to work with them, but also how how to work outwards. And so to be more of a group, a team, a local presence, rather than seeing them as isolated, not them, but all these businesses as isolated businesses. We should be working on all this together. So we're pretty excited about that.
I think it's an important initiative. And I think, Dane by Local has worked on, you know, equity inclusion for a long time and highlighting all of our members for such a long time, but I think we're all certainly more aware of it, and leadership is part of what the organization needs to provide to band small
Absolutely.
Organizations together. You know, because it's such a connection point. That's one of the things I love about DBL is it's such a connection point for local business owners and organizations and nonprofits to find those common partners or find those people you might really connect with, and it makes sense for you to do something together then and elevate both of you or elevate all three of you or everybody. So that's kind of what I love that it's all about.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good way of kind of restating it. The other big thing is as soon as that day is over on May 11th, our second, twice a year, we host an online auction. And on May 11th, our next online auction, our spring one, opens up. And this is going to be a phenomenal auction. It is just our members have been so amazing. And even some non-members, they're super, super generous right now. People want to get, you know, they want to get the community at their local businesses doing things at their shops or participating in their events. So if you are looking at what am I going to do this summer? What can I do locally? Well, I have a friend coming into town or my aunt and uncle are coming into town and you're thinking, what do I want to do? Go to this auction, online auction. You will find a Betty Lou Cruz. You will find memberships to Elda Leopold Center and the Children's Museum. It really covers any of that. I'm looking into the summer. What do I want to do? And typically you'll get them at under the normal rate. So it's a real benefit to you and it supports Dane by Local. But on top of that, there's just the everyday things, which are awesome as well, like just local gift cards. Nitty Gritty is always a big supporter of this, and so we always have lots of those to Ben Dung restaurants. There's a lot of really amazing things out there, and then some really niche things, like studio time in an audio studios place. There are lots of really interesting things, music-related, arts-related. So I'd highly recommend joining us. It's 1 week long. It starts May 11th. And then we close on May 17th, and it's our twice-a-year fundraiser for Dane by Local.
Yeah, and it's a great way to highlight members again, like you said, because so many of them get involved with auction items, and so it's another way just to get their information out there, their businesses out there,
yes,
to the public, and benefits, you know, everybody at the same time. And it's a great way for you, the community member and consumer, to, you know, maybe get something at a bit of a deal and a discount, which we all love.
Yeah.
But you get an opportunity to work with a great local business. We're going to finish off with what's coming here in the next week, just to highlight that, because I know that's an important time. But on the upcoming shows in May for Let's Get Local, we're going to dive in more with some of the main presenters. We talked with Denise Jess last week, who's going to be presenting at the Local Leadership Conference. But May 24th, this Local Leadership Conference, I think, is going to be really powerful and impactful and just a great experience for people to, again, connect and get in person.
Absolutely. It's kind of become, a passion project for all those of us who have been working on planning it. You know, we each have brought, it's like content. You know, you hear people talk, you hear these businesses talk and your friends talk what the last couple years of COVID have done to businesses and have done to the mindset of people that own businesses or shop locally. And we've all kind of, the people participating in the planning of this have kind of put those thoughts and ideas together and come up with this really, I think it's going to be quite intimate and challenging, but also really positive look at what it means to be a local leader right now and Dane by Local and how to move forward. If you're struggling, like, what's next for me? I think this would be a really good opportunity.
So that is the Dane by Local Leadership Conference coming up on May 24th. Tickets are available right now. You can purchase them at danebylocal.com. Lunch is included. So, you know, you get that out of your ticket in addition to all the great content. And one thing I think that, again, Megan, was a goal for everybody involved was to make this an opportunity for the attendees to not, you know, they're going to grow. They're going to, you know, take some new perspectives in. There's going to be a heavy input on inclusion as well there and get a different mindset.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, what an opportunity to connect with like-minded people. So you can form those bonds for, you know, bringing, elevating yourself in the future along with them.
Absolutely. We have this really nice, like, built-in networking opportunities within the day. There's also going to be a resource table and swag bags. So when you walk away, you're not going to have just, there's not just an intake of information. You can record information. There'll be, you know, all sorts of opportunities, QR codes to walk away with content as well that you, if you don't remember it, it's there and it'll help you connect with the people moving forward, the community moving forward, finding those like goals and values and finding ways to move forward supporting each other.
Some incredible people there. We'll name drop here in the upcoming shows. Next week, though, as we turn our attention to that and becoming right on target, is Shop Local Week. So tell us a little bit about that initiative.
That is a nationwide initiative. It's just one of the many things that we try to regularly push out there. It's May 1st through May 7th. And this one, they're kind of billing as be a superhero, you know, by shopping locally, you're helping to keep things running. That's essentially, it's coming from the Local Business Institute initiative. It's much bigger than us, which is a really good perspective that we are shopping locally, but so are many other people. And we're part of a very big effort to highlight what our local businesses are doing.
And as Luke and I talked about that on Dueling Tangents on Tuesday a little bit, it's a jump starter for you to get you in that mindset. And then we want you to carry that through as your new mindset for the rest of time. We need you on the local bandwagon. Megan, thanks for all your time and filling us in. May is going to be an exciting month for Dane by Local. We're glad to be here for it.
Thank you.
Have a great Saturday. Have a great weekend. That's Let's Get Local,
all right,
everybody. Outside the Pizza Box, coming up next.